Before we jump into today's episode, I want to know, are you feeling constantly tired, stressed, or stuck in survival mode, even though you're doing all the right things? My best-selling book, Optimal You, Supercharge Your Energy, Strengthen Your Immunity, was written for people just like you. It's a guide for those of us living in the modern chaotic world who want to optimize your health, prevent burnout, and take back control of your energy and well-being. I'm so proud to share that Optimal You is an Amazon number one bestseller and has been shortlisted at the Business Book Awards in the wellness and well-being category, recognized for its science-backed, practical, and truly holistic approach to long-term health. Inside the book, I share the exact framework I use in clinic, from the 8 core pillars of health to the 4 essential lifestyle S's. Whether you're struggling with niggling symptoms, feeling low in energy, getting sick more often, struggling with autoimmunity, or you simply want to feel like yourself again, this book will meet you where you are. Available now in hardback, paperback, and on Kindle, just search Optimal You by Nicole Good on Amazon or visit optimalyoubook.com for all the links. Because your health shouldn't be on hold and the optimal version of you is waiting.
Welcome to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, a certified functional medicine practitioner, registered nutritionist, and author. In this podcast, we delve into the world of energy and immune health and wellness with positivity, from optimal health and energy to stress and burnout, right through to immune conditions such as thyroid and autoimmune disease. We deep dive into functional medicine, nutritional medicine, and lifestyle medicine, as well as the personal stories of our amazing guests, from Olympians to famous faces and guest experts from all different parts of the health and wellness world. It's time to stop letting your health hold you back and become the optimal version of you. Don't forget to come and join the conversation on Instagram at good_health, that's G-O-O-D-E, or visit the website nicolegoodhealth.com to find out more.
Welcome back to the Good Health Podcast. I'm your host, Nicole Good, certified functional medicine practitioner and registered nutritional therapist. And this is part two of our mini series on functional testing, one of my absolute favorite tools when it comes to finding the real root causes of chronic symptoms, low energy, and those persistent health issues that never seem to get fully resolved. If you haven't listened to part one yet, which is episode 79, I highly recommend you start there and we'll link it below this episode. In that episode, we talked about gut testing, mold exposure, intestinal permeability, and even how genetic insights can help you personalize your health plan. Today, we're moving into the world of stress, brain chemistry, energy production, and nutrients, and how we can test those functionally. These are the sorts of things that are often dismissed in standard blood work, but are absolutely foundational to how you feel each day. Let's jump straight into today's episode. So today we're starting with the adrenal saliva test, which includes the cortisol awakening response, or CAR. And this is one of the most insightful tests I run with clients who are experiencing fatigue, burnout, low mood, sleep issues, or who just really feel like they've lost their resilience. So what is it? It's a really simple, non-invasive test that just uses saliva samples collected over specific times across the day. Usually that is on waking, 30 minutes later, and then at regular intervals throughout the day and evening. Unlike a one-off cortisol blood test that you get at your GP's office, which only captures a single snapshot, this test maps out your entire daily cortisol rhythm, including that all-important cortisol awakening response. So this is that sharp increase in cortisol that should happen within the first 30 to 45 minutes after waking. This spike is really vital because a healthy CAR gives you that natural get up and go feeling. It's your body's biological signal that it's time to rise, face the day and be alert. But when that cortisol response is flat or it's exaggerated, it's delayed or it's missing altogether, it's a huge clue that your stress system, your HPA axis, is dysregulated. It's also going to leave you feeling very tired or very wired. So what does this test actually reveal? It shows us how well your body is adapting to stress, not just emotional stress, but also physiological stress. So things like poor sleep, inflammation, blood sugar imbalances, chronic infections, or even overtraining. We can see patterns like a flat cortisol curve throughout the day, which is really common in burnout or in long COVID, a reverse curve where you're wired at night but exhausted in the morning, or an exaggerated CAR where often people are experiencing anxiety or chronic overstimulation. It also helps us to understand whether your symptoms, things like fatigue, brain fog, insomnia, or immune issues, are being driven by poor adrenal function, or whether there's something upstream like gut issues or inflammation that could be pushing your HPA axis out of balance. Why does this matter? Because your cortisol rhythm affects everything. It has a ripple effect on your energy levels, your sleep-wake cycles, your thyroid function. Cortisol can actually block T3 conversion, your immune system, or even your ability to regulate blood sugar and inflammation. If you're constantly pushing through exhaustion, you're depending on caffeine, you're crashing in an afternoon, or you're lying awake with a racing mind at 3 a.m., your cortisol pattern is likely disrupted. And this test can give us that data to confirm that, which is very empowering, but it can also tell us whether those levels are high or whether the cortisol pattern has dropped low. Because once we can see the pattern, we can intervene with the right level of support at the right time of day, whether that is with adaptogens, with stress management tools, with morning light, or with nervous system support. We know that what we're doing is specific to what's going on for you. This test is really useful for people who are experiencing burnout, chronic fatigue, especially those who've tried everything and are still feeling really, really drained. Those with low energy in the morning as well, or trouble getting going even after a full night's sleep. So if you feel like you're never restored after a full night's sleep, this is going to be really beneficial. People with sleep issues as well. So whether that's trouble falling asleep, waking up too early, or just not feeling rested. Or people with anxiety, or who feel like they have a low resilience to stress. So where their nervous system feels like it's constantly dysregulated. And increasingly, we're seeing it as being beneficial for those with post-viral recovery needs, including long COVID or things like the Epstein-Barr virus. So where the adrenals are struggling to really recalibrate. I also really use it in conjunction with thyroid testing because the adrenals and the thyroid are very deeply interconnected. So supporting one without the other is like looking at half of the picture. If you've been told that your bloods are normal, but you still feel like your body is stuck in survival mode, this adrenal test can really be a turning point for you. It shows us how your body is handling life, not just because it should be handling it, but it helps us to get a really personalized map of what is happening with your stress response. And then we can work from that to create personalized plans. Next up is a test that I often see as the missing piece of the puzzle, and that is the neurotransmitter profile. This is a really simple urine test that assesses your level of key neurotransmitters. So these are the chemical messengers that play a very central role in your brain function, your emotional health, and even how your gut behaves. So when we talk about mood or anxiety or mental focus, it's very easy to overlook the biochemical foundation underneath those experiences. We might label something as burnout or stress or even depression, but often what's really going on is a mismatch or a depletion in neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, GABA, noradrenaline, or norepinephrine if you're in America, or glutamate. And this test gives us an incredibly valuable snapshot of how your brain and nervous system are operating. It's non-invasive, it's straightforward to complete, but it's very informative. So what we're looking at with this test is the balance between the calming and the excitatory neurotransmitters. Serotonin is your contentment neurotransmitter. So when it's low, you might have low mood, poor sleep, increased pain sensitivity, or even carbohydrate cravings. We're looking at dopamine, which is about motivation, pleasure, and drive. So if it's too low, we can often see apathy, fatigue, poor concentration, and sometimes even addictive tendencies. We're looking at GABA, which is the brain's natural tranquilizer. So this is calming, it's very grounding. And a deficiency can show up as anxiety, as overstimulation, or as sleep issues. Then we're looking at noradrenaline or adrenaline, or norepinephrine and epinephrine. And these relate to alertness and focus. But in excess, they can lead to you feeling wired and anxious. And in deficiency, they can lead to brain fog and fatigue. We also look at glutamate, which is excitatory and plays a role in learning, but too much can be neurotoxic and overstimulating. Together, these patterns tell us how your brain is trying to regulate your mood, your energy, your focus, and your resilience. So when the balance is off, your body is going to struggle to maintain that stability. And that will be emotionally, mentally, and physically. And because these imbalances don't just affect your mood, which is what people often see them as, they actually ripple out across your entire physiology. So low serotonin, for example, is associated with just feeling sad, having sadness. But actually, it can impact digestion. Serotonin is heavily active in the gut. It can also impact pain perception. It can mess with your sleep cycle. Low dopamine doesn't just mean lack of motivation. It can mean difficulty focusing or concentrating or feeling disconnected from joy or from reward. And crucially, these issues are not always psychological. So they can be biochemical, driven by inflammation, gut dysbiosis, nutrient deficiencies, or chronic stress. This test can really help clients to make sense of experiences that have felt unexplainable. It can help them to find that missing piece of the puzzle. Why do they feel emotionally flat? Why do they lash out when they're under pressure? Why are you experiencing brain fog or memory issues? Why are you struggling with your sleep? So it can be really eye-opening, especially for people who've been told that everything is fine, but who know that somewhere on a deep level, something is not quite matching up. So this test is really for people who maybe have mood disorders, have PMS, have emotional fluctuations that feel maybe hormonal. Anybody who's experiencing brain fog or struggling with focus or lack of mental clarity. Anyone who has a history of addiction or emotional eating or compulsive behaviors. Those who are struggling with anxiety or just feeling overstimulated or have a short fuse under pressure. Those who feel like they really can't handle stress, so they have poor stress adaptation or low resilience. It's one that we often use alongside adrenal testing or alongside gut testing because the relationship between the cortisol, the neurotransmitters, and the gut microbiota are very interconnected. So by identifying which transmitters are low or out of balance, we can build that supportive plan to help bring things back so that you've got a more balanced mood, better concentration, better sleep, and generally just get those missing answers to why you're feeling so out of sync. I'm so excited to share that Optimal You has been shortlisted as a finalist at the Business Book Awards. And to celebrate, the Kindle edition is just 99p from now until I will be at the award ceremony on the 10th of September. If you've been meaning to dive into the book, now's the perfect time. Head to Amazon, search Optimal You by Nicole Good, or hit the link below this episode and grab your copy while this special offer lasts. Let's make optimal health more accessible and celebrate this moment together. Next, we're looking at mitochondrial health. This is the mitochondrial stress test, and it's a urine-based functional test that evaluates how well your mitochondria are producing energy at a cellular level and how much oxidative stress your body might be under. So you've probably heard of the mitochondria. If you haven't, we've done lots of episodes on this. And these really are the powerhouses of your cell. They're the batteries. But that description really does undersell them because your mitochondria doesn't just make energy. They're essential for detoxification, for immune regulation, hormone production, and even cell signaling and repair. So when your mitochondria are underfunctioning, everything slows down, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally too. This test gives us deep insight into your body's core bioenergetics. So we're looking at mitochondrial efficiency, whether your cells are converting food and oxygen into usable ATP efficiently, or if that process is struggling. Your oxidative stress levels, so markers that show how much cellular rust is building up, so damage to the cells, which can impair function and speed up aging. And we're looking at metabolites, which are chemical byproducts of your mitochondria trying to produce energy. So they give us insights into deficiencies or overloads in the energy production pathway. In essence, we're looking at whether your mitochondria are thriving or struggling, or whether they're just stuck in survival mode, and whether your body is actually keeping up with the oxidative damage that we all have and that happens during normal metabolism. Mitochondrial dysfunction is increasingly recognized as a root cause in conditions like chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, long COVID as well, and post-viral syndromes, autoimmune conditions, and also neurodegenerative diseases, and even just in accelerated aging and premature burnout. But conventional medicine often overlooks mitochondrial stress until it's severe. And patients are often told that they're just stressed, they're getting older, or they just need more sleep. When in reality, actually, it's at a cellular level that we need to be looking. So what I often see in clinic is that when we support that mitochondrial health, everything else starts to shift. So energy returns, mood improves, brain fog lifts, and clients begin to recover their resilience. It's not just about feeling better, it's about giving your body the power to repair itself and to thrive at a foundational level. So this test is really useful for people who have conditions like chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, or just persistent exhaustion. Those with detoxification challenges, so if you've got chemical sensitivities or high toxin loads, if you've got autoimmune or inflammatory conditions where the immune system is chronically activated, if you're recovering from viral infections or experiencing post-viral fatigue, or if you're a high performer or an athlete of some level who really feels like you've hit the wall, and anyone who is experiencing brain fog or any form of cognitive slowdown. It's also really useful if we see people who are doing everything to improve their health and they're taking lots of supplements, but they're really not seeing the results that they would expect to see Because if the mitochondria aren't functioning, the body just simply doesn't have the energy to utilize all the nutrients that you're putting in there efficiently. So the beauty of this test, again, is that it really often explains why someone is feeling off in a way that nothing else has. And it gives us a clear strategy to intervene with mitochondrial-specific nutrients like CoQ10, PQQ, magnesium, and antioxidants like glutathione. And we can really combine that work with nervous system regulation, detoxification, and tailored lifestyle shifts. So next, something that we really need to talk about is functional nutrition testing. Now, when I say nutritional testing, I don't just mean a quick look at your B12 or your iron on a basic panel. I'm talking about in-depth functional testing that helps us to understand how your body's actually using the nutrients that it's taking in, not just what's floating around in your bloodstream at one moment in time. So these tests, and there is a few different ones of them, but these tests often combine blood markers, urine samples, and sometimes organic acid testing as well to assess that whole range of nutrients and functional pathways. So we're looking at whether your body has the tools it needs to function optimally and whether it's actually able to use those tools effectively if you've got them into the body. We're looking at your true nutrient status. We're going beyond just a deficiency. So we can just see, you know, in bloods that you're a bit low in B12 or in folate or in iron. We're looking at functionally, are you getting enough of these nutrients, not only presently at the time we take the blood, but actually, is it getting into your cells and being used efficiently? We can also spot functional imbalances so that standard tests might miss. For instance, you might have normal B12 on a blood test, but symptoms of low methylation or low energy production. And this can show up clearly on those organic acid markers. It also gives us an insight into inflammation levels, blood sugar regulation, and methylation pathways, which are all deeply affected by nutritional status and can often underlie things like fatigue, low mood, hormone imbalances, and a lot more. We'll often use this testing to assess things like nutrient depletion. So if there's been long-term medication use or there's been lots of dieting, or if the diet's just been poor, we might use it when there's been post-viral recovery, where nutritional demands have been increased and may have not been met. When we're looking at methylation efficiency, so that impacts everything from energy to detoxification to mental clarity, and also with that antioxidant status. So glutathione, CoQ10, really crucial for that longevity and cellular repair. These nutrients really are the building blocks of every biochemical process in the body. So if you're running low or even just suboptimally, you might be experiencing low energy, mood issues, hormonal imbalances, poor sleep, inability to recover from illness, or struggling with stress. And I often say to people, you can eat the most beautiful organic diet, you can take all the high-end supplements, you can do everything right, but if we don't actually test, we're still guessing. And functional nutritional testing takes the guesswork out of it and gives us real clarity, because you could be getting all the nutrients, but if your body's not able to use them correctly, you're not going to see the benefits. And for high-performing individuals, especially those who want to optimize rather than just get by, this is gold. It allows us to fine-tune everything: your cognition, your sleep, your stamina, your skin health, your immunity. And it helps us to track whether protocols and supplements are actually working or whether something needs to be adjusted. So this test really is for anyone with chronic symptoms. So anybody who's experiencing low energy, brain fog, skin issues, hormone dysregulation, especially when standard bloods have come back as normal. It's for people with digestive issues where nutrient absorption might be impaired. It's for women who are going through hormonal transitions like perimenopause or those who are trying to conceive. It's for athletes. It's for high performers. It's for those who really want to optimize their health. And importantly, it's also for those who have been taking supplements for years and doing everything, but just really not seeing the full benefit and want to make sure whether they're getting the right things, the personalized care, rather than just really expensive guesses. So that brings us to the end of part two of our mini series on functional testing. So we've looked at your stress response, your brain chemistry, your mitochondrial resilience, and your nutrient foundations. What ties all of these tests together is that they help us move away from symptom chasing and guesswork and towards a personalized root cause approach to your health. When we test functionally, we're not just looking for disease, we're looking for dysfunction before it becomes disease. We're identifying the why behind symptoms like fatigue, burnout, anxiety, or brain fog, and creating a roadmap that is unique to you. But, and this is important, testing is only part of the picture. Interpreting those results in the right context is where the real transformation happens. And that's why I always recommend working with a qualified practitioner who can help you to choose the right test understand the results, and build a personalized protocol that supports you as a whole. If you're curious about any of the tests that I've mentioned today or the ones that we covered back in episode 79, then you'll find more information on my website, goodhealth.uk/order/functional/tests. We'll link that below this episode so you can have a look at each test in more detail. And please don't hesitate to reach out to us if you've got any questions. And if you're not sure where to start or you want a more guided experience, you can always book an inquiry call with us or a consultation with me or one of our team. Don't forget to look out for part 3 on functional testing coming soon. If you're someone who loves data and wants meaningful insights, you're not going to want to miss that. Until then, thank you so much for listening. If you found this episode helpful, I'd love it if you'd share it with someone who's struggling with their health and who hasn't found the answers that they need, or leave a quick review on your favorite podcast app or subscribe to the show. It helps more than you know. Take care of yourself and remember, optimal health isn't just possible, it's personal.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Good Health Podcast. Do share the episode with anyone you think it may benefit and help us to spread the word on all things health and wellness by rating, liking, or subscribing to the podcast. If you want more, you can listen to more episodes on your favorite podcast app or sign up to my newsletter for my favorite tips, tricks, health advice, brands, recipes, and more at nicolegoodhealth.com/newsletter. Have a lovely week. Don't forget to hit subscribe and I'll see you on the next episode of the Good Health Podcast.